SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages Bochum's Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Goeiemôre vakansiegangers en inwoners van Mossel Bay. Good morning, holiday makers and residents of Mossel Bay. We are once again your weekly program on the environment called Kus tot kruin on SFM streek radio. We have the privilege once again of speaking to Esther Jacobs. She will say hello now. I just want to introduce her. Most of you know her, but those who don't, Esther was originally from Scotland, came to South Africa about 11 or 12 years ago, fell in love with the place and hasn't gone back from Mossel Bay. Thank goodness for the environment. Because Esther was very dedicated and still is to the conservation of sharks. And also she has recently started something called the Earth Legacy Foundation. Now let us introduce Esther and say hello and we take it up from there. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning, Fred. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you very much. Always cheerful, smiling. But very, very fierce when it comes to somebody destroying the environment.
Absolutely.
This morning we are going to speak a little bit about a few subjects. The one is the abuse of the point. And talking about the point, we're talking about, say, from Delfinos to Beacon Point, that part of the coast. Because there's a lot of pressure on that. We'll speak about that first, and then we are going to also speak about seals. How are they? What is happening now this time of the year? How they are coping, and what's happening to them, and what should happen to them, and how people should or should not get involved. And we will end off with a favorite program, a favorite subject, that is on turtles that wash up on our beaches. Esther, we are going to have some music and then we are going to go on to your first point, and that is the involvement of you and Earth Legacy Foundation on the abuse of the point.
SFM, the feel from the side cap.
We are speaking to Esther Jacobs this morning and we are talking to her, and she's acting on behalf of herself, of course, and the Earth Legacy Foundation. Now, Esther was involved in the white sharks originally when she came here. Is that correct, Esther?
Yes, almost 14 years ago.
Okay. Now that saved some of our sharks, put a lot of attention on the sharks. Thank you very much for that, because it's very necessary. But can you tell us about your involvement with the Earth Legacy Foundation? How did it start? And then we go over to the Beacon Point.
Yeah, so Earth Legacy Foundation is myself in partnership with Grindstone Advertising, who I work with. So we are sort of have a mission to sort of collaborate for the better of the environment and to sort of just help biodiversity in any way we can, because obviously a lot of biodiversity is under a lot of threat. So we've got a variety of projects. The sort of biggest project we have going locally in Mossel Bay, though, is Clean Ocean Divers.
Yeah.
So then I have a workshop for qualified divers to learn up to learn how to clean up our reefs without damaging the organisms, so not damaging the corals and the reefs themselves.
If you say clean up, what do they clean up?
They clean up the ghost gear. So ghost gear is leftover fishing gear, mostly from the recreational fishers that come to the shorelines and then they snag their gear and then it breaks off and gets left on the reefs.
How do you operate? Give us a little bit about your action that you take. You started off in Mozambique, by the way. That's where you actually started the Leakage Foundation. Is that correct?
We had a mission to sort of help with the turtles there. So just to find out a bit more, do some data collection and also sort of monitor the turtle activity, because there was a lot of poaching activity in Mozambique. So
Okay, let us start off with the what are you doing at the Beacon Point? How do you operate there?
So what we do is obviously we go regularly with the people that have completed the workshop, and we collect the debris that's there. So like I say, it's mostly recreational fishing gear. So that's sinkers, hooks, etc. That's left over by the fishers. In one dive, we collected over 2.5 kilometres of fishing line and hundreds of hooks. So that just gives you an idea of how much is being left behind, especially from visiting fishers, because they don't understand our terrain. They don't see the rocks that are there. So they often snag on the rocks there. They go to the wrong places to do the fishing.
Okay, we just after the music, we're going to continue with our discussion on that and say, why do people go to certain spots?
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM, maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Yes, so I asked you the question, why particularly Beacon Point? I mean.
Well, Fred, there's such easy access, you know, there's parking spots a couple of places along that stretch. So people park there, they take their families, tons of fishing gear, and you'll see at this time of year it's jam-packed full of people. I regularly walk that coastal path, and there's a lot of people that fish like from early hours till late in the evening. So it's obviously the volume of people is not helping the reefs at the moment, especially where they're fishing. Just off of Skiva Bankies, you'll see there's this huge rock that we target for our cleanups. Yeah. And every time we go there, we collect so many kilograms of sinkers and hundreds of hooks and hundreds of swivels and so much fishing line.
Wouldn't the answer be to close that part of the coast for make it like a mini MPA, marine protected area?
It is my goal, and I have actually suggested it to Mossel Bay, Mossel Bay Municipality several times, and I'm collecting the data and trying to send it to them to work with them. All I'm not asking for an MPA, that's a lot of red tape. What I'm asking for is a board to be put up there to say, fish here, lose gear, you know, just something simple just to show people that actually, if you're going to fish from this area, you're likely going to snag.
My view is also that, you know, the people living here must realise what the problem is, and that is, if you overexploit something, there will be nothing left. Is that what you want, or isn't it what you want? So when you come here down on holiday, for instance, you think you're entitled to something because you've worked the whole year, you're spending 2-3 weeks at the coast, and you want to come and enjoy yourself, you're entitled to take what you want. I mean, that's really, unfortunately, the attitude of people. You can't really blame people because they don't know the impact that they're making. But it takes people like you, and also some areas I think should be reserved, that should be no-go areas.
Absolutely, yeah. And
do you
it
agree
works.
With that?
Yeah. Yes, you should. I mean, proper MPAs are actually monitored and properly protected. They work well, but MPA is also such a loose term. It doesn't mean anything unless you implement the rules and regulations and you monitor and you adhere to those rules.
And there should be people there, not like we used to know in the old days, Fauna Flora, that will give you a fine or something. It's like the France-Francois Conservancy. They have rangers that go there and talk to people.
Exactly.
And then they tell people why they should do this and why they shouldn't do that. There should be personal monitoring as well, because people very often do things because they're uninformed.
Exactly. It is just actually ignorance. And I find that a lot of people, if they're willing to listen, they do understand and they do change their ways.
Yeah, I agree. And thank you very much, Esther. So far, we haven't ended the program yet. We're going to talk a little bit about the seals, the baby seals that are washing up. Let's go on to our next phase just after the music.
Thank you.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog. facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Good morning again, listeners. We are talking to Esther Jacobs of the Earth Legacy Foundation. Esther, we're going to end the program off with two very sensitive points as far as washing of animals coming out of the sea, washing up. But let's speak about baby seals. What is the position at this time of the year with baby seals?
So there's a lot of newborns around who are quite weak. They're still being, they're still on their mother's milk. They're not quite waterproof yet, so they shouldn't really be spending too much time in the ocean. But you see, the seals are relegated to this one little rock, Seal Island. So if there's big waves come in, they get washed off quite easily, and then they get too weak, so they get washed onto our beaches.
Like naughty children that go out of the garden because they can open the gate.
Yes.
And these little seals go in the water and then they get washed up. And what happens to them when they land on the beach? What should one do and what you shouldn't do?
You shouldn't be putting them back in the water because they're just going to come out somewhere else. They're too weak. That's the reason they're on the beach. They don't want to be there. You should contact the SMART team. They are an amazing group of volunteers who are well-versed in what to do, and they will send somebody to deal with the seals. And the seals go to Dr. Franz at the Heart and Boss Animal Hospital, who takes such good care of them. And then when they're ready, they get returned to the island by boat.
Were you involved recently? Or are you involved in landing them on the island?
Yes, I was lucky. I mean, and Ramonza's been doing some fantastic drop-offs as well. But I have a charter, Salt Life Charters, who recently returned 4 seals to the island. And it was so cute. It was very nice to be able to sort of return them to their families.
One wants to cuddle them, but that's the last thing you should do, because
no.
Some of these seals have infested with rabies, and the other thing is the mothers may reject them. So please don't do that.
Yes, exactly. No, you shouldn't be handling these seals whatsoever, and we only handle them with gloves.
And also, please, people, and Esther will confirm this, don't go near those seals. Rather, keep people away from those seals. Don't let your dog go and sniff at the seal, or don't let your child go and hug the seal, because these things bite.
They bite, and they could potentially have rabies.
Of course. But you want to cuddle them, but don't.
Exactly.
Rather consider that as a lion than a seal.
Definitely. Do stay away from them, especially dogs, children. Like you say, you do not want to go near the seals right now. Call SMART. They know exactly what to do.
And sometimes the big elephant seals also wash up, and people are very curious, and they try and throw them with sand and with stones and all that sort of stuff. That's no-go, please, people.
Exactly, yeah. No, I mean, the elephant seals wash up on occasion, but they're there to rest. Sometimes they're there to molt. Again, you contact the local SMART team, and they'll inform you of what to do.
SMART is a Stranded Marine Animal Rescue Team, and if you want their number, then Esther will give that to you now, and you can also find that on their Facebook page.
Facebook and on the website, yes, and it's 072-227-4715.
Please repeat that again.
072-227-4715.
Well, Esther Jacobs of the Earth Legacy Foundation, thank you very much once again for a very informative discussion. We will speak about you and see what your progress is about trying to get people to stay away and just abuse our coast wittingly and unwittingly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. And remember, never return the seals or turtles or any other marine animal to the sea. Contact SMART.
One of these days it's turtle time again.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay, weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai en Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mosselbaai. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081-071-6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.